Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we want to hear stories of when you almost died.
Ooh.
Does everybody have one? Like, you come on.
Almost died?
Like, here's an example. This was in the news. This person, our whole family was actually saved because of Metallica.
Yeah, rock on!
what do you mean?
Jesus, Aaron. So I think they had a Metallica concert scheduled or something. So they all went to bed early because they were going to have to drive a long way to go to the concert or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So normally they'd be sitting in their living room, watching TV, doing whatever, having popcorn. And they're like, we got Metallica tomorrow. Yeah. So they all went to bed early.
Rest up.
Right.
So they're
all in bed. Sorry. And out of nowhere, a truck, I believe, drove off the road and through their house and landed
in the living room where they said that they would normally be.
Yeah.
No.
On any given night, that's where they're going to be at that
time.
Yeah.
But thanks to Metallica and the concert being far enough away that they knew they had to wake up early, they were saved. That's what I'm talking about.
That's crazy.
Like that moment that... It's just like you think, like, what was the, I know I always bring this up, but wasn't Marky Mark, didn't he oversleep?
Oh, and like missed a flight, missed
the Boston flight on 9/11.
Oh. Huh?
Oh, was it Marky Mark? I know Seth MacFarlane did too, the creator of Family Guy. He was supposed to be on
one of the flights.
That's one of
probably
the plane.
Who you're thinking of.
No, Marky Mark was supposed to be, because he was supposed to
be. Are we talking about Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
Was going to take a commercial airline?
Yeah. Oh. So it said, like, they sometimes, I mean, out of Boston to LA is probably going to be sitting first class.
Yeah, true.
The hijackers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because they were all first class.
It was a long time ago, too.
Yeah,
so
true.
You are correct. Mark Wahlberg was supposed to be on Flight 11.
Wow.
Which is the World Trade Center flight.
And hasn't he then been in movies about, like, the
things
aftermath?
Like that.
Of,
yes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Rob Lowe was on the one, like, the week before.
The trial one.
Where the hijackers, the guys.
He was with the guys. They did the trial.
They figured out that they went and did it. And then.
Yeah, they took those flights and like they're all in first class. And he's like, when they put all the pictures of the terrorists on TV, Rob Lowe was like, you know, I sat with those guys 1 week ago on that flight.
Wow. How am I just learning this?
Did you, really?
I feel shocked that I didn't know this, but.
There's another story out of Brazil where a newborn baby. Somebody had a baby, didn't want the baby, and I don't know, they must not have the law where you can just go to a fire station, go, here you go. So they put it in a trash bag, and then it was in, like, it was ready to be crushed.
Okay, this is too sad.
I know, but yeah, it's like, but the baby lived, because somebody noted, like...
One of the trash guys who was collecting
like heard
garbage.
It.
Yeah, heard the baby crying.
And stopped the compactor before...
Wow. Okay, that's good.
Don't do that.
No, but we want, like, this is.
Does anyone know what is a cutoff on that fire station policy, by the way? Yeah, you're 5-year-old. Huh?
Starting to get a little unruly. Yeah. What's the warranty on this bad boy? I think it's like 3 months or something. Not even. Maybe 6 weeks. You don't have a ton of time.
Okay.
No.
But it's still a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like, I don't. Yeah, just drop it off. Anyway, if you have a happy story where you, basically, what we want is like just like there's that intuition moment where you could have done this and you didn't, mm-hmm. and like all of a sudden,
it's like when you like are running late for a trip and then you are in really bad traffic and you're like, why am I in bad traffic? And you find out there was like a horrible car accident that happened right. 15 minutes before,
and you would have been that accident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like the one that I always remember, and I think it was it a national news story, but this guy had a heart attack on the road, and they like pulled over. He knew he was having a heart attack, pulled over, and a car pulled in behind him and another car pulled in behind him. They're all just kind of like, is this guy okay?
They just knew something was up.
Yeah, because he like pulled over abruptly or whatever.
Yeah.
Out of the car that was behind him, the people that ran up to his car, nurses, and like, oh my God, the car behind them, defibrillator salesman.
What?
So where? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he's having a heart issue? I happen to sell defibrillators.
I have
to
have 85.
And they saved his life.
Wow.
That's on the side of the road.
It's a good ad for that defibrillator salesman.
Yep. All right. So if you've narrowly escaped death, we want to hear your shouldn't be alive story. 303-222-5423. Call that. Text it.
There was a story, and some of you are going to groan, involving a Taylor Swift concert. But there were these teens who got in a car accident leaving the 1989 tour.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This is, yes, about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And during that tour, she had the flashing bracelets that would light up to certain songs and change colors. She has them on all
Jennifer
her tours
the Eras
now.
Tour. Yeah.
She was like the pioneer of that technology.
Coldplay was actually the pioneer of that technology, but Taylor was an early adapter. Yeah. But
your knowledge of animal husbandry and all things Taylor Swift is remarkable. But keep going.
Yeah. But I like that you're fair. You're like, no, she's not responsible.
I don't want to discredit Coldplay.
Yeah, okay.
What? Why do you know that because you Googled Taylor?
I know that because I
was
intake a
play?
Lot of dumb information and then I just hold on to it.
All right.
But this story, I remembered it. So I looked it up and it's, they got in a car crash. Their car was like kind of off somewhere. So they started hitting their bracelets to the window. Someone saw the lights and saved them.
Wow.
And they would have otherwise
shut
died.
Up.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
So Taylor Swift saved their life.
Essentially.
Wow.
Okay.
You're welcome.
First Metallica, then Taylor.
And then Taylor. All right. So if you've got some unusual story where you've cheated death, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the reason you shouldn't be alive.
Hmm.
This could get weird. Connor shouldn't be alive.
I shouldn't be alive. All right. So I was a novice surfer out in Morro Bay, Central Coast, California. It was a dusk, no lifeguard, nobody out, and got caught in a current that takes you behind this massive Morro Bay Rocks, old volcano plug. And didn't want to follow the current and get trapped behind that. So I tried to paddle in, got exhausted. I was just lying on my board, thought it was going to be it. I was yelling, and some vagabond surfer paddles out, asks if I need help, grabs my ankle, and drags me back in. Says that
oh, my God.
Wow. Up the coast.
At least you had your board, though. Like,
wow.
Because I've swam out, and you, everybody, if you don't know this about me, I love the water, but I can't swim.
Oh.
And I was in Cabo, and I did this. Like, I got myself too far out fighting the current, and then you're just exhausted. Mm-hmm. And if you when you don't have a surfboard, you're going to, like, I was like, I made peace with it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I did, too. And not expecting anything. This guy, get back on the shore, and he's like, oh, do you mind buying me a tank of gas? I'm trying to make my way up the coast, continuing to surf. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. Bouncing gas, and never saw him again. Never heard from him. Just,
wow.
Oh, yeah. This is the kind of, like, Legend of Bagger Vance moment. Just kind of moves off into
that's
the
that's so crazy, though.
That yeah.
Because you were just going to go out to sea and just die out there.
Yeah, I was just planning on getting caught out there. Yeah. I don't know. Someone probably come.
We're talking unleaded.
Yeah, what was the gas price right then? Thanks for the call, man. Don?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. Shouldn't be alive. What happened?
I went into a local hospital here in Denver and was having surgery. And while I was having surgery, the surgeon nipped my vein. And I was in recovery and I stood up and I couldn't feel my leg. They rushed me into the hospital and a vascular surgeon happened to be in the next room finishing the surgery to sew me up because I died on the table because I lost so much blood.
Oh, wow. My God. So if that surgeon's not over there, you're dead.
Exactly.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah. I hate these stories. Goosebumps.
I know. Eric and I are both like just like all the way.
Yeah.
Fetal position right now because it's like, oh, yeah. Bleeding. Oh. Was it peaceful? Kind of.
No, that's what I was hoping for. Oh, like, I didn't see the light or nothing.
I have some interesting news for you all, Cheryl.
I must be going to hell.
I guess you already knew. All right, thank you, Don. Vuta.
Yay.
Shouldn't be alive. What happened?
Okay, a couple years back, I was camping in the mountains with some friends. We had a roaring, really majestic fire going on, and I was standing on a stump. I was trying to break this branch off the stump by kicking it because, you know, I wanted to sit on it. But when I was kicking it, I slipped, and then I fell straight onto the branch, and it pierced me in the chest. But the branch broke, and then it just left a scar across the chest. So.
You impaled yourself? Like, if you were a vampire, you would be dead.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Wooden stake to the heart. Hello?
Oh, I don't know how it works.
Branch. It's not the same.
It's still a wooden stake. That would kill a vampire. If a vampire was trying to break a branch and did what Vuta did, it would be a dead vampire.
Yeah.
But wait, but it didn't go in?
No, it just created a scratch across my chest, like a little line that went diagonally.
Because it like broke at the last sec.
Oh,
yeah,
I got it.
That's terrifying.
So he got a scratch. He got a scratch and he shouldn't be alive. Is that
but
what we're doing?
But he could have died.
Here? Okay.
He could have.
You're right. Yeah. Thank you, Vuta.
We know he's not a vampire.
Correct. Caitlin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be alive. What happened to you?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I was in high school, right? And this still gives me anxiety. And I was sleeping at a friend's house. Well, I get, like, homesick. I never go to anyone's house. But I was staying at my best friend's house. And that was the night a tree was struck by lightning, went through, like, the part of the house, landed right, it was a big oak tree, right on my bed. It would have killed me if I hadn't been at my best friend's house.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. I know.
Shout out to that best friend.
What? How is it?
Kill my best
she's
friend.
The reason she's alive.
Exactly.
Oh, that's not okay. I just
exactly.
Okay, you're right. That's how it works. That's so your best friend knew the oak tree was going to get struck that night. Shout out, to your clairvoyant best friend. Let's get some stock tips from her. Right. Is she wealthy because of?
Okay, this is really a breakthrough. What?
I don't know. I'm just angry.
Yeah.
How eerie is that though? Like getting home and it had to just be a wreck, and you're
it's
like,
crazy,
"That's
right?
where my I head know. Was."
Yeah, and my family was out of town, so that's why I was staying. I don't like staying by myself. I was only 16, so I mean,
shout out to your family for going out of town.
Family,
I know. They went to my aunt's wedding.
Shout out to your aunt.
Oh, and my her gosh. Husband or wife.
Oh, my God. All right. Thank you, Caitlin. Tiffany?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be alive. What's your story?
Okay, so back in my college days, I was quite the rebel, okay? I broke all the rules. So we had this party, and I wanted to, you know, just show everybody my skills. I could ride a bike. I know how to ride a bike with no handlebars. So what happened?
Did she just flowbot us?
Yep, she did.
It's kind of the new Rickroll, isn't it? Okay. So what happened?
So I got on the bike and I'm riding it, you know, it was maybe just a little bit, a little quarter mile, you know, and I'm showing off a little bit. I take my hands off the handlebars. I'm trying to ride this thing. And next thing you know, I hit like, I don't know if it was a crack in the sidewalk or whatever it was, but it threw me, catapulted me forward. And I flipped over the handlebars, landed face plant on the cement. Okay. I'm talking about abrasion burn.
Okay.
On my nose.
Yep. No.
Horrible, okay? A slight concussion knocked me out. So, like the doctor said, the only reason that, you know, I wasn't hurt worse than, you know, the pain of smashing my face on the ground was the fact that I was hammered, okay? I was
flat. Oh, and your body is like,
you loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
What?
It does. Weirdly, I'm not suggesting it as a driving technique.
No.
But it can
weirdly
like loosen you up for impacts.
Really?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that's what happened, you know?
Because you probably would have broken both your arms because your arms would have been out.
Yeah.
But instead you just ate it with your face. That's
you see hey, mom and dad.
The pain, okay? It's about 2 days.
Well, alcohol is the hero of this story. Thank you for the call,
David. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.